Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Patriots marched and spoke at the Stop the Steal rally in Washington, D.C., knowing that the glue that held America together had disintegrated after the betrayal of the Supreme Court decision, which blatantly ignored our constitutional republic. Americans from all walks of life, many who fought in foreign wars for this country, protested against all of the propaganda skewing their message.
So it's amazing to be here in D.C. today, standing up for the President of the United States, saying we will not bow to the propaganda that the mainstream media keeps pushing down our throat. We will not bow. We want the truth and stop the steal. They are trying to steal this country, not just from the president, but from us.
The smug left came out in droves on Twitter, some calling for the arrest of Alex Jones for saying something countless Mockingbird media pundits and celebrities had been saying for the past 4 years.
When was the last time an actor assassinated the president? I want to clarify, I'm not an actor.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
As expected, the goons of radical socialism brought their brainwashed, useful, idiot monotony to the patriots who had taken the gloves off. Local police tried repeatedly to separate the patriots and the communists, and as the night wore on, that became increasingly more difficult to do. The media will spin all of the events in this report as right-wing extremism.
Intimidation and threats to election officials and lawmakers are feeding fears about violence amid calls by President Trump's supporters to stop the certification of election results.
But at this point, even they know it's simply Americans fighting for their lives.
Alex Jones Show. It's Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex. The second hour will continue in just 1 minute, folks. Stay with us. Remember, this is InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. Do your Christmas shopping. Keep us alive in this fight to destroy the New World Order. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars.com, brought to you exclusively by InfoWarsStore.com. Something to remember in these days where small businesses are shutting down left and right. InfoWars is, in fact, a small business. We have a single owner. We are not part of some massive conglomerate. We are not owned by Univision, that's in turn owned by Time Warner, that's in turn owned by Goldman Sachs, which is in turn owned by BlackRock. No, no, none of that. No, we're a small independent business. We aren't even sponsored by those people. We don't even take their commercials on our programs. No, everything you see here, all of the political activism that you see in Washington, D.C., the two massive, unparalleled expressions of patriotism with the Million MAGA March and the Jericho March and all of the marches yesterday, all of that, all of InfoWars' activities, all of our broadcasts, all of our publications, the website, absolutely every, even the development of band.video. I mean, it's incredible what we've been able to achieve. And when I say we, I mean all of us, not just here at InfoWars, but you out there as well, by sharing the stories, by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, by supporting us or praying for us. We have all done this together. So it's incredible what we've been able to achieve. But folks, we're just getting started. People are just waking up, as President Trump tweeted out yesterday, quoting the founder of the American Navy. And of course, Alex Jones says it all the time. We have just begun to fight. Or in another way, if you're looking for a fight, you better believe you got one. And you know, it's interesting, as I go through all of these stories that we have in front of me today, I'm once again sort of having trouble figuring out how to put them into different categories. You've got China over here. You've got the election over here. You've got them stealing the election. You've got Biden. But then you've got Biden and his engagement with China. And then you've got China influencing YouTube to censor things about Biden. It's all interconnected. And this is why it can be so complicated to express some of this stuff at times, because you can't just say one thing. You can't just point out one thing. You point out one thing and, hey, that doesn't sound great, but it's probably just one person. Never attribute to malice what can be explained by a big old oopsie, by an accident, yet another glitch. You know, I'm working on a year in review, and it's insurmountable. I mean, just the sheer number of stories that came out, just the sheer number of stuff that happened this year is almost impossible to quantify. But anyway, it's almost impossible. So you have to try to draw the lines between everything. So where we're going to start here is with one overarching theme that you find suffused in all of these stories, and that's hypocrisy. Overwhelming hypocrisy. Complete lies told with a straight face. It's shocking, really, when you see some of these pictures. Here's a story from NewsWars.com. Unity and healing. Joe Biden posts pictures of dogs tearing up a Trump doll. From NewsWars.com. In another show of hypocrisy from Biden, the Instagram account for his dogs, Major and Champ, posted a picture of the pups playing tug-of-war with a Trump rag doll. What he's previously said is, quote, when the campaign is over, it's time to put the anger and the harsh rhetoric behind us and come together as a nation. It's time for America to unite and to heal. Oh, by the way, here is a picture of my dogs tearing Donald Trump apart. Yeah, unity and healing. Wonderful stuff. Thank you, Mr. President-elect. It's absurd, but it's not just the rhetoric. And, of course, we've seen the rhetoric all over the place. We've seen it for the last 4 years. We saw it before Trump even got into office. We saw it during the 2016 election campaign. But this is not... This is not fear-mongering. This is not to say, oh, my gosh, they're coming for us. Oh, you know, they're gonna come for you at night. No, no. They are making plans. They are telling you what they're going to do. So this is from theindependent.co.uk. Will Trump be arrested as Biden gets sworn in as president? They say, imagine the scene come the 20th of January. It's a frigid day in Washington, both inside and outside the White House and Capitol. And throughout this story, they are illustrating... They are writing a fantasy story about Donald Trump being arrested, but saying this is exactly what could actually happen. They say, you know, Joe Biden is there being inaugurated. Trump isn't at the inauguration. He's flying off to Florida to start his new life as a citizen. They say once Trump and Melania walk down the mobile stairs off of Air Force One, or what would then be Executive One, since he would no longer be the president. As Trump and Melania walk down the mobile stairs and onto the Florida soil to begin the next phase of their lives, there's confusion. Where will the questioning take place? After a heated scuffle caught on camera by tens of local, national, and international media outlets on hand at Palm Beach International Airport to chronicle his return to civilian life, the FBI team and the Secret Service detail agree he'll ride in the USS Suburban with the federal agents' vehicles falling in behind in a mixed motorcade. Imagine the split screens on television across the country and the world. On one side, a smiling and ebullient Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. He's waving to supporters as he prepares to enter the Oval Office as president for the first time. On the other, a dour-faced and angry Donald John Trump is seen tapping on his iPhone and then yelling at someone unlucky enough to be on the other side of his first phone call as an official federal criminal suspect. Absolutely incredible. I mean, it's a fantasy. I mean, you can see the person drooling out of their mouth while they write this. I mean, this is their fantasy that they're portraying, but this is based on real cases. This is based on a reality. This is based on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and several other members of the United States government saying we must prosecute Trump and his supporters the minute he's out of office. So I hope Republicans understand the threat that they are under. I hope Trump understands the threat that he's under, that this will not just go away, that once the election is over, if Joe Biden gets into office, which I think is increasingly rare, the likelihood that that would happen. But if that does take place, they're going to come after you with everything they can. And for the American people out there, don't think you're going to get off the hook. Don't think you're going to be let off for supporting the person that they've determined is a criminal. So right now, there are at least 12 federal and state investigations into Trump, his 2016 campaign, and his business dealings, according to a list compiled by the New York Times. So our country is dead. I hope everybody realizes that. The idea of a free and fair republic based on a constitution is over. They're openly talking about political prosecutions, persecutions. They're going to use every ounce of power that they're granted by their sheep-like, zombified followers who vote for these people for God knows what reason. They're going to use every ounce of power that they're given to target us with everything that they've got. Anybody that ever supported Trump, anybody that looks like Trump, anybody that Trump's ever had business with. By the way, I don't know if you remember this. Again, we're going back into the past, which is so difficult to do these days with the media lying and obfuscating everything that has come before. In true 1984 style, 4 years of investigation, 2 years of unregulated, unlimited $50 million of investigation into Trump and everybody who ever talked to anybody that ever talked to Trump. We've had these investigations. That's not enough. They're gonna find something. They're going to go in there and find something to try to pin on Donald Trump. And the minute he's out of office, they're going to try to throw him in jail. So this is where we are as a country. Things are not normal anymore, and it's not us that made it that way. I want to make that perfectly clear. And, of course, you had that, what, a congresswoman, I guess, from, I think, Milwaukee, come out and say, you know, her soldiers need to make Trump supporters pay. Just the latest in a long line of thinly veiled threats at Trump supporters. This guy named Tom Elliott tried to post that video showing that threat showing her making threats to Trump supporters on a political basis, something that should be treated as treason and should be punished accordingly. But he says YouTube doesn't want people knowing about Democratic lawmakers threatening the lives of Trump voters. Not newsworthy, I guess. And he posts a screenshot of a message from YouTube to him saying, "Hi, our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately we think it violates our violent criminal organizations policy. We've removed the following content from YouTube." The video was, quote, "Make them pay. Michigan Democratic State Rep Cynthia Jones threatens Trump supporters." So they can make threats to you. They can call their supporters out to punish you for your political beliefs, try to post evidence of that, and YouTube will take it down. I don't know if YouTube is calling the Democratic Party a violent criminal organization, but I think that would be giving them too much credit. I don't think they're aware enough to understand that that's exactly what they are. I think they just use any excuse at hand to destroy any messages that go counter to the narrative, the false narrative that they're trying to portray. So we're entering into very dangerous, uncharted waters as a nation and as a world, especially as a nation. Here in the United States, I don't know if we've ever, I mean, even during the Civil War, weren't people a little bit smarter than this? Were there really these types of open threats to imprison the sitting president? Trump, if he knows what's good for him, he'll never leave that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones as he's in Washington, D.C., spearheading the movement and the march, quite literally spearheading the march to save this republic. Truly heroic stuff going on across the nation right now. Very, very honored to be sitting in this chair and sharing this news with you. Of course, the main story of the day, the big story of the day, is these leaked files exposing mass infiltration of firms all over the world by the Chinese Communist Party. And we'll get to that. We're taking a meandering path here because, as I said in the last segment, all of these different topics, all these different categories are all very intricately intertwined. So, of course, we start with the idea that Joe Biden is actually the president-elect. Well, he's not. Those votes will be cast actually tomorrow. The 14th of December will be when the electoral votes are actually cast, but it's not until the 6th of January that those are counted. In the meantime, there are multiple court cases, including that Texas Supreme Court case being refiled. There's a movement that can be made with Mike Pence as vice president, choosing to throw out contested votes. There's lots of paths to victory yet available, including the sort of last resort path, the pulling the pin on the grenade path of martial law, which at the greatest reach is necessary, and hopefully it doesn't get to that. We pray to God that it doesn't actually have to come to that. That some of these Republicans and some of the state houses realize what's happening, realize the danger that they're in, that the country is literally on the verge of total destruction. If they actually look at what Joe Biden is planning on doing once he's in office, and hopefully they'll put a stop to the blatant and outrageous theft of the election that we've seen go on even before November 4th in the lead up to it, the just innumerable number of stories coming out about mail-in balloting. But if all of that fails, then at least we have that final stopgap measure of martial law, and hopefully we don't have to get there. But frankly, could be worse. It could be worse. We could be taken over by Chinese communists. We could be completely usurped by globalist slave masters. So martial law, a little bit preferable to that, in my personal opinion. So we start with the contested election, and we go on to see what Joe Biden is saying. Of course, he wants unity, by which he means subjugation. He wants togetherness, by which he means bend the knee, shut up, and let us abuse you without speaking out too much. And, of course, he posts pictures of his dogs tearing apart a Trump doll. You have this Michigan lawmaker threatening the lives of Trump supporters. And then you have somebody trying to post that on YouTube, trying to make awareness of the fact that Democrats are complete hypocrites, total liars, and dangerously pushing us towards civil war as they refuse to behave in any sort of civilized manner whatsoever. He tries to post this video, this guy known on YouTube as Grabian. Grabian. And YouTube says, no, you can't put videos of Democrats threatening Trump supporters. No, that's a violation of our terms of service. Yes, yet another example of this big tech censorship. Another rather outrageous overreach of the big tech ability to silence everyone and anyone who opposes their insidious plans. Twitter briefly limits users interacting with Trump tweets about stolen election. So Trump came out and said he believes that the election was stolen from him, and Twitter didn't let users like or retweet those assertions. And you also really have to pay attention to this, because anytime you see one of these little labels under one of Trump's tweets or anybody's tweet, a lot of times it's under a tweet of an opinion. You have to understand, that's what censorship is. It's not just about, there you go, most corrupt election in U.S. history. The claim about election fraud is disputed. See, this is where their power levels are now. Right now, they can put a little label on it. They're scared to go any farther than that. Give them institutional power, elect them into office, and that same standard of fact-checking will be applied to your opinions. So this is what you need to understand. It has nothing to do with so-called fact-checking. Just like YouTube didn't remove that video because it showed violence, you know, criminalized, organized violence. It didn't show that, but that was the excuse they used to bring it down. And so when these people get the power that they want, if they're allowed to achieve the heights of control that they are reaching for, they will use that same standard. So you have to understand this. It won't matter if it's factual or not. It will matter whether it serves them or not. It can be your opinion. They'll say that's false, and they'll censor you for it. Right now, they're doing it on Twitter. But give them institutional power. Give them total control of the government. Give them what they want, and they'll use that same standard to destroy every aspect of your speech. So it's worth paying attention to. YouTube's also removing videos about questioning Biden's election victory. Google-owned video platform YouTube has announced plans to remove any content that questions Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 U.S. presidential election, despite the fact that legal challenges involving multiple states continue. YouTube also announced it will be promoting authoritative news sources such as NBC and CBS in video recommendations. Not new, but definitely an escalation of their previous practices. And I think that's obvious. But it's truly incredible. And, you know, it happened with Kyle Rittenhouse. It happened with several other situations where you have arguments being made, sometimes being made in front of the Senate, sometimes being made in courthouses. If you can make an argument in a court, if you can make an argument in front of the Senate, but that same argument gets deleted from major free speech platforms, major platforms like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, they are superseding the American government. And, of course, the people they adhere to, the people they bow to, are not elected. They're not responsible to a public that they serve. They're completely independent. Their ambitions are their own. The reasons they do things are completely on their own, and you don't have a say over that. But they, in many ways, supersede the court, supersede any sort of national safeguards that we have. And so this brings us to sort of back around, and again, we're in a big Venn diagram of the Biden election, the Biden presidency, the stolen election, China, big tech, and we're here right in the middle, at the intersection of hypocrisy, okay? Biden transition quietly brings on Facebook and Google employees. When the Biden transition team released the names of hundreds of personnel on November 10th, there were zero current Facebook or Google employees among them. That's changed. The transition website quietly added four Facebook and Google employees to his agency review team on or close to Thanksgiving. Zayed Zayed, a Facebook public policy official, joined the State Department and international development teams. Christopher Upperman, a Facebook manager, was added to the Small Business Administration team. Rachel Lieber, a Facebook director and associate general counsel, now sits on the intelligence community team. Dion Scott, a Google programmer and manager and alum of Obama's Homeland Security Department, will serve on the DHS team. Silicon Valley critics have pressured the incoming administration not to hire people with ties to the tech industry, to the senior post, particularly individuals associated with Facebook and Google, which are fending off massive antitrust lawsuits. Long story short, there is massive overlap between big tech and the incoming Biden administration. The administration, and when I say things like incoming Biden administration, just know there's sarcastic quotes around that, please. Put those in yourself. Add those in yourself. Massive overlap to the administration that they have censored to bring about, which they have destroyed free speech to bring about, that they have covered up stories to bring about this supposed Biden administration, and now they're being rewarded. Now the crossover is becoming more obvious. Now they think they've won, so they're coming out in the open and saying, we're doing this, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And it gets far, far more deep than that, and yes, it does connect to China.
The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You prayed for us. You've spread the word. You bought the products. And you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalists. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, in spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year, certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year, on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith sitting in today for Alex Jones, who is still in Washington, D.C. In the last segment, I talked about some of the newly revealed big tech insiders that will now be a part of Biden's team and the way that those were secretly sort of slipped in after the announcement was made of who would be in his transition team. They then later sort of added, just sort of slipped in these big tech insiders into this. But of course, we've known about this for a long time. Breitbart.com. From mid-November. According to the Financial Times, presidential contender Biden has hired both Jessica Hertz, a former associate general counsel At Facebook, Cynthia Hogan, former Apple Vice President for Government Affairs, to his transition team. Eric Schmidt, the former Google Chief Executive, has been a big fundraiser and is being talked about to lead a new technology industry task force in the White House. So all of these people that are censoring you, all of these people that are working hand in hand with Communist China, all of these people that are telling you it's literally a sin for you to have free speech, Tim Cook and Apple, Eric Schmidt and Google, they're going to have official government positions under the Biden campaign that they helped to bring about. This is crony capitalism. This is the mafia that is seeking to rule all of our lives. Another thing that was revealed yesterday, Facebook's fact-checking czar just happens to be a Hillary Clinton fangirl. As if we needed more evidence that Facebook is biased against conservatives, it appears that the person in charge of deciding which entities are allowed to be fact-checkers for the social media site might not be as fair of an arbiter of content moderation as the company wants us to think. Oh, you don't say. Ah, geez, what? Facebook being dishonest? Aye, how dare you, sir. Sky News Australia reported that an outspoken Twitter activist critical of Donald Trump, who brags about being on Team Hillary Clinton, is the supposedly independent expert in charge of who can become a Facebook fact checker. The news outlet points out that International Fact Checking Network certifier and American University School of Communication professor Margot Suska or Suska is unashamedly politically biased but she was responsible for issuing 19 fact check licenses or reviews for organizations to become fact checkers. They include Check Your Fact, Associated Press, Decryptors, Lead Stories, MediaWise, and The Dispatch. Suska has made appearances on news outlets criticizing President Trump, saying, "I've been on Team Hillary since 08. In a conversation with Russia Today, Suska admitted that she has difficulty being objective about President Trump. She said, quote, "It is hard for me to be an objective observer of the presidential administration for when years now they have continually tried to delegitimize and marginalize news reporters for doing their constitutionally protected job." Despite Suska's obvious bias, Facebook has given her power to decide which organizations be allowed to moderate content on the site. Truly, truly incredible. She's like, "Yes, I'm an extreme partisan. I think everything Donald Trump does is a major threat to democracy." Oh, well, great. Go ahead and put her in charge of who's allowed to say things on Facebook. That's fantastic. YouTube, Facebook, they're all the same. YouTube deletes comments critical of Chinese Communist Party. And this was actually sort of a scandal a little while ago, but it's resurfaced. YouTube has been deleting comments critical of China's ruling party due to a software flaw. Yeah, just another little flaw, another little glitch. I actually was going to mention this earlier. When I do put together my year in review, I want you to take a shot every time a glitch goes in the favor of the Democrats. You'll be drunk by February, right? Every glitch, every software malfunction, every accident that happens in big tech or election engineering or just anything ever, every accident, every oopsie daisy is in one direction. It favors the Democrats. God, man, they must think we're really dumb, don't they? They really think we're so stupid that they can just go, oopsie, every time they're caught, every single time they're caught, they're like, it turns out it was a glitch, just another one of those glitches, gosh darn it. And it's been going on the entire year. So, yes, it was a software flaw, the company said on Tuesday in response to criticism of the practice. The spokesperson said the issue was not the result of a policy change. Some comments posted in the Chinese language, such as Communist Bandit or 50 Cent Party, a derogatory term for the ruling party, were deleted within seconds. YouTube's automatic filters eliminate contents that violate company policies. Very, very interesting. Just yet another one of these little glitches. Of course, YouTube, there was speculation, that is, that there was outside influence, that somebody was maybe taking advantage of the way YouTube was set up. Maybe you had 10,000 Chinese people in a bot farm somewhere who were just, automatically tagging anything that came up. But no. YouTube has clarified it did not happen from any sort of outside force. They say it was caused by internal activity. Okay, yeah, and of course they say it was an accident. Oopsie daisy, sorry, our bad. Although YouTube comments today offer more detail than previously supplied, they leave important questions unanswered. How exactly did this error enter the system, and why did it go unnoticed for months? These aren't trivial issues, as YouTube's lack of proper explanation has enabled political figures to accuse the company of bias towards the CCP. Yeah, that's the problem. The problem is that people are pointing out that they have a bias for the CCP. Yeah, it's a real big issue when YouTube is deleting
comments that are critical of the Chinese Communist Party, who keep Uyghurs in slave camps, who enslave their own people in work camps for Apple and Nike and others. That's a real big problem when that's revealed, when it's revealed that China is censoring people who are against that sort of thing. From the Geller Report, maybe this explains it all. YouTube employs Chinese Communist State Secrecy Bureau software engineers. A host of software engineers for the platform YouTube have formerly worked for the Chinese Communist Party-run institutions, raising the question as to why a revolving door exists between YouTube and the China-based universities. The software engineer for the video platform previously worked as a project manager for Guangzhou Xian Technology, detailed work for the China-based firm, as well as playing a major role in successful PLA certification of a terminal by Ministry of Public Security, State Secrecy Bureau, and IT Evaluation Center. In other words, this guy, this YouTube engineer, led software efforts on behalf of the PLA, appearing to reference the China's People Liberation Army, the Communist Army, and a host of Chinese government-led intelligence bodies. What's more, he notes, he, quote, garnered numerous staff awards for excellent performance. And he's not the only one. He goes on to list employee after employee working at YouTube since February 2014, despite previously working as a developer for Beijing-based Peking University, which has seen its researchers sentenced by the FBI for stealing intellectual property and failing to disclose Chinese Communist Party ties. It's funded and controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Fan Yang, another YouTube software engineer since April 2017, interned for China Telecom, labeled by the U.S. Department of Defense as collaborating with the Chinese military for over two decades. So, as this article puts it, apparently there's a revolving door between the Chinese Communist Party or the Chinese Communist Army, the People Liberation Army of China, revolving door between them and big tech. There's also a revolving door between Joe Biden's administration and big tech. It's all one revolving door. It's not a door. It's one big building, and they all live in it. There is no door. But that leads us, of course, to the biggest story of the day, which is this: leaked files expose mass infiltration of UK firms by the Chinese Communist Party. Party insiders in the ranks is the way the Australian puts it. The Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated the Australian, British, and U.S. consulates in Shanghai with a government-run recruitment agency placing advisors into Western embassies for more than a decade. Foreign affairs experts warn the employment of China Communist Party members in the consulate, some for up to 16 years, could be a part of a state-sponsored spy ring, while intelligence officers labeled it a breach of protocol and a risk to national security. Database has also revealed that CCP members working in global companies such as Boeing, which has had billions of dollars in defense contracts, and inside Pfizer and AstraZeneca, pharmaceutical companies which are developing the coronavirus vaccines, and at Western universities. Is it all becoming clear to you what power we're up against, what the cabal looks like? I mean, it's truly incredible. I almost say unbelievable, but it's perfectly believable, isn't it? We've had at least 16 years, more like 40 years, of people in our government who hate the American people and are seeking to sell us out at every opportunity. So it's not that unbelievable that they would welcome in members of the Chinese Communist Party, that they would brush aside any red flags that this might put up. Leaked files expose mass infiltration of UK firms by Chinese Communist Party, including AstraZeneca, Rolls-Royce, HSBC, and Jaguar Land Rover. Totally undetected for 16 years, 2 million Chinese agents.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our entire modern system has been built to track and trace us. Not because we're doing anything wrong, but so we can be socially engineered and controlled. And now, that's out in the open. One way to take back a lot of your power is to put your so-called smartphone in a privacy pocket when you're not using it. That way, hackers, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the Clintons' contact tracers, and all these big corporations that are setting up this tracking and control grid in the name of fighting COVID, they admit their internal documents, really about a cashless society control system, don't have that power over you. They protect their locations. They protect where they're going and what they're doing. I can tell you, I was the first person 20 years ago said cover up the cameras on your computer. And now, of course, Bill Gates and all of them admit they're doing that. Mark Zuckerberg. So get your privacy pockets. They make great stocking stuffers and great gifts. They've been sold out for months. They're little Faraday cages. They're only $19.95. And they're back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Give the gift of privacy and security and safety with privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highwayman 2 album, Silver Stallion.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex today, folks. I have to remind you, everything you see here, and of course the major trip to Washington, D.C., the several major trips we've taken over the last month to attempt to stop the steal, bringing with us upwards of a million patriotic Americans to protest the blatant theft of their elections. All of this has been brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And might I suggest, for the winter months, Winter Sun Plus. This is the D3 droplets. Get your extra ultimate vitamin D3. I do suggest that if you're looking for something to help you get through the winter and maintain your health as best as possible. And of course, Christmas is coming up, and there are presents for everyone. Even people that hate InfoWars, they'll love our presents, and they don't have to know where you got it. They don't have to know where that amazing air filter came from. You don't have to tell them. Or you can tell them and let them know, hey, these guys that you think are crazy conspiracy theorists, that you think are hateful bigots, that are all that stuff, hey, it turns out they're just really into health and human activity and helping people to live their best lives and to be safe and free and independent in an increasingly slavish world. So InfoWarsStore.com is how we do all of this. And we're gonna circle back, like I said we were. You know, we're gonna as we've meandered on through the stolen election, to the violence being perpetrated, to the big tech censoring that violence, to big tech being in bed with the Chinese communists, to it turns out everybody's in bed with the Chinese communists with this incredible leak, the story from nationalfile.com. Chinese virus, Chinese vaccine, CCP leak confirms Pfizer, AstraZeneca employed 123 Communist Party members. Literally everywhere. Invading every aspect of our government and our corporate structure. And, of course, this has gone on unopposed because the people that run things are globalists. And they, frankly, don't care which country is giving them money as long as it's lining their pockets. Exclusive U.S. Treasury breached by hackers backed by foreign government sources. A sophisticated hacking group backed by a foreign government stole information from the U.S. Treasury Department and a U.S. agency responsible for deciding policy around the Internet and telecommunications, according to people familiar with this matter. That is all the information we have out of Reuters from a hack that occurred today. They don't tell us which foreign government it is, but let's put all the pieces together, shall we, and speculate. It's probably the communist Chinese. Probably the communist Chinese. Probably not Russia. I'm going to come out and say, probably not Russia, okay? And this is a lesson that we've had to learn over and over again for the last 4 years. But lo and behold, yet another confirmation of what we here at InfoWars has been talking about forever. Hunter Biden, president-elect's son, says federal prosecutors probing his taxes. And I want to take a moment to really reflect on this headline and its subtitle. So here's the headline. Hunter Biden, the president-elect's son, says federal prosecutors are probing his taxes. But here's the subtext. The probe was revealed weeks after an election in which President Donald Trump and his allies made unfounded and baseless claims of corruption regarding Hunter Biden and his father. So, if you're a normal person and you can read these two headlines and not have an aneurysm just from sheer cognitive dissonance, I'm not sure my explanation will do any more to further your ability to think critically. Because this is so obvious, it should be like a slap in the face. Right? Oh, he is under investigation, but the claims he was under investigation were unfounded. That's literally what they're telling you. You have to be dumb as a brick to actually believe this, to actually absorb this level of hypocrisy, this level of just blatant obfuscation, and not have some part of your brain set off an alarm that goes, hey, they're lying to you. Hey, they're full of crap. Hey, take everything they say with a grain of salt because they clearly are hiding something from you. It's just incredible, isn't it? Hunter Biden says federal prosecutors are probing his taxes. This comes weeks after an election where Trump and his allies made unfounded and baseless claims of corruption. Unfounded and baseless claims that turned out to be well-founded and have a rock-solid base. Incredible. Hunter Biden, President-elect Joe Biden's son, said Wednesday federal officials in Delaware are investigating his taxes. This news came weeks after an election campaign in which President Donald Trump and his allies made unfounded, baseless claims of corruption. They just repeated over and over. They also alleged that Hunter Biden used his father's influence to enrich himself through business deals in Ukraine and China, and that his father not only facilitated that, but may have benefited financially. Trump provided no evidence of this claim. Like, this is the type of crap they say. Trump provided no evidence for their claims. So, I mean, they expect you to believe that Trump just made something up out of thin air. And this is what they always do. They're always just like, ah, no evidence, no foundation. They're just making it up. It's like, we don't just sit here and make things up. How dumb would that be to sit here and go, let's say Hunter Biden, international? So I don't know. Let's just like throw something out there and let's just like lie about stuff. Like we don't do that. We just don't do that. What we had was the New York Post receiving a laptop that showed incontrovertible proof that this is what was happening. And then we reported on that. But according to the NBC paper here, Trump provided no evidence. No evidence for the claim while he and his family remained under ethical scrutiny. Yeah, they've been under scrutiny the entire time they've been in office and even beforehand, and absolutely nothing has come of it because they're not crooked in the way that Biden and his family certainly are. But let's do some little couple little comparisons on this story, shall we? Just in case, again, like the liberals, your memory is that of a goldfish. From Sam Stein. Evidence of a money laundering probe into Hunter Biden was apparent in the markings on a series of documents that were made public, but largely went unnoticed in the days leading up to the November election. Largely went unnoticed. And then, of course, directly under that, we have the New York Post headline. Biden-China deal. Business partner confirms Hunter emails legit. Says he worked with big guy Joe and solicited millions from Chinese in 17. So they'll take something that you have evidence for, and they'll say it's baseless and you have no evidence. You can publish that evidence in a major newspaper, in fact, the oldest newspaper in existence in America, and they'll censor that. They'll delete that. Facebook literally came out and said, we have no information to counter this claim, but we're going to censor it anyway. Out of an overabundance of caution, we're going to go ahead and censor our political enemies. It's for your safety. Trust us. It's truly incredible. Went largely unnoticed. So they'll censor that information, and then later, when they're forced to admit it, they'll go, oh, it went largely unnoticed. It went largely unnoticed. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the corpse you buried in the woods, it went largely unnoticed. The trash you swept under the rug went largely unnoticed. No, you hid it from us, you absolute scoundrels. Hunter Biden's story is Russian. This is so... Now let's look at political. Let's look at one particular outlet, shall we? Here's the story recently. Hunter Biden's story... Or no, this is the old one. I have these out of order. But it's fine. It works either way. Here's the old story. Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. So this is when it came out. They censored it. They tried to say it was unsubstantiated, baseless, and then they went a step farther and said, no, actually, it's Russian disinformation. That's right. That's how dumb they think you are. Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. Cut to, a week later, Justice Department's interest in Hunter Biden covered more than taxes. Federal prosecutors also investigate foreign ties, possible money laundering. Oh, dear. I mean, do you think they believe this? Please tell me you don't think they believe this. Please tell me you don't think that the people running our major institutions and our major media outlets are this dumb, because they're not this dumb. They are this duplicitous. They are liars. So there you go. DOJ probe into Hunter Biden reportedly extends beyond Burisma to some other stuff. Hunter Biden requests keys for his new office mates, Joe Biden and a Chinese emissary to the CEFC chairman. Email show. Hunter Biden emails reportedly name Kamala Harris, others as key contracts for joint venture with China Energy Company. And, of course, Joe Biden's brother under federal investigation for role in bankrupt healthcare firm. So basically everybody in Joe Biden's family, Joe Biden's running mate, and Joe Biden himself are all implicated in this. And it would have made a major difference if it had come out before the election in November. Big tech did everything it could to completely suppress this story. Now, luckily, we had the champions, the Republican Party. They came out and they said, we don't like this. And that was it. That was all they did. That's what happened. The story continued to be shadow banned. The New York Post continued to be banned outright. The story continued to be swept under the rug. And now that they've successfully captured the American election in their own estimation, they've successfully captured the American election. Now they can come out and say, gosh, if only we'd known about this beforehand. I mean, the level of lies, level of cognitive dissonance, level of just absolute BS that we're being fed day after day, it makes a hell of a lot of sense that every one of our institutions is currently under occupation by 2 million highly motivated Chinese communists, doesn't it? Really incredible stuff, folks. The Sunday night election countdown starts in just 1 minute. Signing off, this is Harrison Smith. Tom Papert takes over for me on the other side, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.